Hello and welcome to The Gaffer Tapes. Before we do this week's podcast, we just wanted to address the awful tragedy that happened at Leicester City this weekend. We didn't really know whether to talk about it on the podcast, whether or not we spoke about it at length, as everyone associated with football did. But what we didn't want people thinking is that we were ignoring it. We didn't want to talk about it or trivialise it, and we didn't really feel like maybe we were the people to discuss it. But it is something that really put football into perspective, that none of this really matters. But we hope you enjoyed the podcast, and our thoughts do go out to everyone associated with Leicester Football Club. Welcome to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with fantasy football expert Ash Kernsworth.
Hi, everybody.
Comedian Tom Holmes.
Hi, everybody.
And me, Craig Hazel. Was that your Ash impression?
It was, yeah. I decided to do an Ash impression today.
It was very good. You did it with a mop on your head just for pure authenticity as well.
Yeah.
Welcome to the end of game week 10. Is that right?
Yeah,
already?
Game
wow.
Week 10.
Talked about a quarter of the way through the season. Still ongoing, actually. So in the odd position where we're recording this, when Tottenham host Man City at Wembley, which still has NFL markings on it, which is fantastic. And I fully expect Hugo Lloris to throw an interception the way his season's been going. So that'll go on at some point. But the rest of the game week is done. By the time we finish this podcast, we will know exactly what all the points are. So there's no problem. But as always, we will be running through all of game week 10's points, high scores, low scores, looking through the league, and then all your usual social media stuff in section two. And what is just basically everything left. It's like a bubble and squeak of a part three, isn't it? It's like all the shit that hasn't quite made it into parts one and two these days.
All this shit, behave.
Sorry,
all
mate.
All the very best stuff that I still think we should put at the very start of the podcast. I think
all the best features.
Every episode with a little bit of Timmy Tinker.
The Diary of Timmy Tinker. There's loads of our listeners that go, what's that? Because they've turned off by that point. But yeah, game weeks go. Well, do you know what? I'm going to start this week, Ash might not know this, with my tale of woe from this game week, okay? So there's a lot of talk of wildcard in the air.
Oh, yeah.
Could I suggest that we start this week with a little bit of breaking news?
Oh, okay.
Well, you know about it. It's about you, the breaking news.
Oh, okay.
Craig lost his virginity at the weekend.
that obviously hasn't happened.
It's coming.
It's any day now. Any day now. Yeah, Craig, you are, we didn't think you were, but you are, returning to the jungle, mate.
Yes, I am. Yeah, going back to the jungle.
He's going back to the jungle. Regular listeners of the show will know, for the last couple of years, Craig, he goes off to the jungle, goes off to work on I'm a Celeb for November, December. In 2016, he missed us winning the award for best podcast at the FBAs.
Yeah.
Last year, he didn't really miss much. Not much was going on. And this year, you're going again. So that's exciting. But the exciting news for listeners and stuff is that we, like we did last year, we debuted it last year. It's Patreon guest host season.
Ooh.
Yeah, Patreon guest hosts. We're going to bring them in for the 5 weeks that Craig's not around. We're going to have patrons of the podcast who have signed up to patreon.com/thegaffertapes and pledged some money to us. They're coming on to guest host with me and Ash.
Nice.
At the studio. Lucky
that
bastards.
That's exciting. So yeah, and next week, our first Patreon guest host is Dan Tiller. Lovely
nice.
Dan. He runs his own podcast, doesn't he? He's
got
his
own. Yeah. All killer, no tiller, isn't he?
Yeah, okay, Mozilla. Yeah,
he's the classic. Wasn't he the person who started tweeting us from his bath?
He was. Yeah,
yes!
Season one, I think
he started a little trend of listening in the bath and tweeting us little bath pics. Yeah, and I'm going to meet him, which I'm excited about. But yeah, Dan was supposed to come on at the end of last year's Patreon guest host run, but I got the shits and I was ill. So was my son. At one point, I was holding my son over the bath and he was throwing up while I was having diarrhea in the toilet. So it was an awful time. Dan,
great. Well, Dan, glad to have you, Dan. Feel free to not have a bath.
Craig's not going to be around. But Dan, yeah, Dan Tiller's the first of our Patreon guest hosts. And we're going to have him once a week after that. So that's exciting.
That is exciting. And you get to slander me whilst I'm away, which is what normally happens.
It's going
to
be ridiculous.
At the start of that, when you said regular listeners of the show will remember when Craig, I thought you were going to say regular listeners of the show might want to be introduced to this Craig guy.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. To be fair, I can't even argue with that. I'll tell you what, I've been like, karma has given me my comeuppance. So I, this week, after realizing I'm doing very badly and I'm 173 click wank, whatever it is, and the rest, I wish I was 173 click. And I thought I'll make this change. I woke up, obviously the deadline wasn't until 2 p.m. weekend just gone, because there was no early kickoff, which you don't normally get. But I woke up early now because I'm, you know, I'm the father of a dog. Hashtag patience of a dog father. And and I thought, well, I know what change they're going to make. I've done the maths. I'm going to get rid of Harry Kane finally because I think it's time. He's 12.6 million. It's silly or whatever it is. And Danny Ings hasn't done anything in a while. So going to bring in Aubameyang, Callum Wilson. Perfect.
Nice. So great combination, Craig.
Put Aubameyang in and think, great, and I haven't got enough money for Callum Wilson. I'm like, my maths must be, what's going on? I'm still a bit tired and bleary-eyed still. And then I think, okay, well, tell you what, just for this week, I'll bring in Kelechi Iheanacho, I think, because I know Vardy's not starting, so that's fine. So I'll do that, and I'll work it out next week what I've done wrong. Click, confirm, no problem. Bosh. Of course, I hadn't taken Harry Kane out. I'd taken Sergio Aguero out, so I've taken out Aguero.
Oh, gutted.
And Wilson obviously then pops in two goals, lovely.
Yes, he did.
Aguero's playing now and hasn't scored yet, but could do. But it's just such a ridiculous thing to do. It's so I got no one to blame but myself.
I'm Harry Kane. I'm a big fan of that. I love that. You messaged the little group, messaged the Gaffer WhatsApp group on Saturday morning and explained what you did. I was happy. I was really happy with that.
Of course you were.
And even more so when, we're going to get to it, but when Callum Wilson scored a brace.
Yeah, that was...
I was bloody loving it,
mate. I knew the moment I did it, the moment I realised. What would have been worse if I hadn't noticed?
I must say, you've been quite unlucky because I remember last season... it was the Gaffer Tapes live podcast, which was just every year ago, and you left your laptop on the stage and someone, one of the punters watching, tinkered with your team and took, I can't remember what they did, they took someone out and put in Welbeck or something.
No, they took in Harry Kane and replaced him with Jerome Sinclair of Watford. And you say left my laptop as if there's an implication of, well, you idiot, you left your open wallet at the youth club in the high crime area. I was at our own gig. The laptop was on the
On the stage, I know, and someone did that.
And we had walked off stage very briefly. Like, it was, absolutely outrageous. So,
like,
anyway.
We'll see you in the bar, guys. Thanks for supporting us. And what a wonderful show. Everyone was cheering. We left, and then someone fucked your team up.
Yeah, and then someone forced Jerome Sinclair upon me, which is a scary image for anyone. Anyway.
But to be fair, you know, that happened, and you still beat me last year. So I'm sure that this little hiccup won't affect you.
Beating you is the lowest of my aims. Like, in the land of the blind, the one-eyed man is king.
That like, is a shame.
Yeah. Well, anyway, we're going to talk about game week 10 and all the things, the mistakes I made with Callum Wilson, etc. But we'll start no early kickoff, so straight into 3 p.m. And Brighton beat Wolves 1-0. Glenn Murray, top scoring Englishman in the league, again.
Again, holy shit. I remember saying that last year. Sixth goal of the season, that's all right, isn't it?
No one's got him, of course.
No.
But he is still the top scoring Englishman. Can't get a call up, obviously, because he's like 35. He was on Goals on Sunday and was an excellent guest, actually. He went on loan to like lower league in America because his brother-in-law and his mate was the manager or something like that. But surely he must be in people's consideration for that third striker slot. He's 6.5 million. He's on 47 points.
Still
mental, isn't it? Crazy.
3% picks. He's scoring every other game.
That's basically it, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, literally pretty much every other game he's scoring, yeah. Yeah,
and you consider, like, I suppose he's still more than Jimenez. Yeah, he's 6.5, is he?
Yeah, he's 6.5, but he's points. Yeah. He's like 47 points. He's the most reliable penalty taker you're going to find as well. And they do seem to get quite a few of them.
Mm. Yeah.
Interesting.
But, yeah, he is 6.5 million. Maybe it's that extra 0.5, isn't it, that puts people off. That's why he's only 3% picked. But last year we did it every time you think, yeah, but Glenn Murray is the, you know, he's a 47-year-old bald man who looks like a geography teacher. Like, he's not going to carry on, and yet he carries on. He keeps on scoring.
Who was it that was that? Nearly they didn't, but they nearly got done for tax evasion last year. Was it
Glenn Murray?
Was it him? Yeah.
That's why we don't pick him. Ethics.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
We don't pick Jimmy Carr or Gary Barlow either.
Yeah, for the same reason, exactly. Or Starbucks.
Yeah, they're not in our sides.
Yeah,
so
get out, exactly. Starbucks, you
tax dodging bastards. Yeah.
When Wolves sign Jeff Bezos next year, I'm out. No chance.
Yeah, exactly.
Elsewhere, we had Fulham, Bournemouth. We talked extensively about Fulham's record last week. 25 goals against, leaking goals for fun. We pinpointed and said, I think I can't remember if it was Tom, Ash, it was kind of, is Callum Wilson captaining? Is that worth a punt? Because they leak so many goals.
Can I say that that was actually me? And I actually
I don't think it was.
So. No one knows. I went into detail
about Fulham's defensive record.
Yeah, we talked about Fulham's defence and I went, but you've got to stick the armband on Wilson then, surely.
No one knows. Our podcasts are like Snapchat. You list, it's gone. As soon as you list it, it's gone. We'll never know.
It's gone.
And there's a lot of dick pics. That's the other reason it's like Snapchat.
A lot of dick pics.
Yeah. So I did a bit of a Craig, not to his extent. I went to do my team at 10:30. Then instead of just doing it, I realised that their thing wasn't till 2:00, the deadline.
Yeah.
So I thought, that's cool. I'll leave it till
1:59. Yeah.
Why? Don't you? And then at 2:15 was like, oh, shit, what a dickhead.
Oh, why would you do that when you're there, when you're logged in? That's half the battle, finding that time.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. I've no idea. It's hard. Just, loads of time.
You just like to live dangerously, don't you? Like, I've got too much time, if anything. I want some pressure. It's the only way I can get hard.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you choke yourself when you're making your transfers as well?
Sorry, yeah. What I do is, until
the point that you're just about to pass out and then you click transfer. I just flop on the sofa.
Yeah, it's fixing really fantasy. That's what you're doing.
Yeah. I get really drunk and take loads of sleeping pills and then wait till right to the last minute to see if I can do it before falling asleep.
Before overdosing.
You're mental, mate. I bet you when your wife at midday goes, do you want to go to B&Q? You're like, yes. I can get it done. I'll be out there and back in time for two. Never.
Oh, you're crazy.
You are crazy.
But obviously, Wilson and Fraser, both big scorers again. We were saying about how they were like the number two picks in their, you know, respective positions. Wilson, massive, massive week. But little Brooks.
Brooksy. Yeah. Steve Brookstein.
Little Brooksy. 3 goals in 4 for him. And he's still, what, 5.1, 5.2?
Yeah.
I think still a fetus. That's what you were going to say.
Yeah, he's very young.
He's the one
he?
That we spoke about that looks incredibly young.
He does look very young. Yeah. But he is of legal age.
That's all that matters.
That's all that matters, Ash, when you're picking your team. when you're picking your team and you're putting that rope up, it's fine. He's of age. It's absolutely fine. Yeah. But no, he's another Welsh talent. There's loads of them. Harry Wilson banging in goals for Derby. David Brooks. He basically replaced Gareth Bale in the international side when he was out suspended, didn't he? Oh, Real Madrid related news, by the way. He's gone. The manager. Sacked in the last couple of minutes.
Did we talk about this last week about how that must be the worst? Like, he's gone from the verge of being the World Cup manager, just about to get there. Imagine the Tuesday before or whatever, where he got offered the Real Madrid job. And he was like, nice, I'll announce this tomorrow, go to the World Cup and then take over Real Madrid.
Yeah.
Then 3 months later, he's lost both
It's
jobs.
Been a bad few months, hasn't it?
Oh, my God.
But yeah, it feels weird because this now won't be topical by the time this is being listened to. But yeah, he's gone literally in the last few minutes that's been announced. But can't be surprised. You can't be losing 5-1 to Barcelona. You just can't. But it might have Premier League ramifications, but we'll talk about that in a sec when we get to there. But yeah, Brooks, he's a shrewd little sign-in for someone if they've got him at 5.1 million.
Yeah, definitely.
But I mean, it's that Bournemouth. How many Bournemouth players can you fit in? And he's now, you know, he's his minutes have increased. He started off sort of playing only 60 minutes a game, and now he's starting to creep into the kind of playing the 90 or 80. He came off in the 85th against Fulham, but
have any of you still got Mitrovic?
No,
I had him for about the first five, six weeks, maybe.
Yeah, that's optimal.
Probably 5 weeks. Yeah. For the fact of that he didn't, and we spoke about it last week, he didn't take a penalty, and then obviously, I thought you were talking about Milivojevic.
No, it was about Mitrovic.
No. Sorry, Mitrovic, yeah. I was jumping ahead, I was looking at the thing. Again, although to be fair, I did have Mitrovic for the first few weeks as well. Yeah.
Quick fun question
really
for you.
Boil, isn't he? Oh, yeah.
You'll like this. What do you think the highest scoring Fulham defender on the game is? How many points do you think they've got?
25?
6. Fucking hell.
What?
Fosu Mensah has 6 points for Fulham. He is their highest scoring defender in the game.
That is amazing.
And he has zero clean sheets.
What?
He hasn't played every game, but he's their highest. So,
if that can't even be possible.
I know. If anyone out there has a Fulham defender, what are you thinking, quite frankly? He's 0.5% pit, and that's 0.5 too many. But that's bizarre. I mean, the only player of value at Fulham right now is Schürrle, now that Mitrovic's gone off the board, I thought. at 6 million. But then even then, you're getting the likes of Ross Barkley for 0.3 million cheaper than him. So they're leaking far too many goals. Their manager will be in trouble soon. Although it comes the age-old thing, who's going to do a better job? But yeah, so Bournemouth win 3-0. Another player we talked about, and obviously Liverpool have a host of them, but Cardiff's Callum Patterson scored again for Cardiff. They lost 4-1, but obviously if you're looking at fantasy points, who cares if they lose 4-1? They lose 4-1 every week. If he's getting a goal, then it doesn't matter. He's misclassified as a midfielder when he's playing up top on his own.
Yeah, you said that, didn't
two
you?
And two, isn't it?
Big moment well, for him.
I did say he isn't worth getting for that Liverpool fixture. I was wrong, but he's 5.2 million in that midfield. He's only on 25 points, but he didn't play. He wasn't in Warnock's plans at the beginning of the season, so he was playing the odd game here and there and then no minutes, but he started the last four games. He has two goals in two games, and their run is a little bit better now. Obviously, against Liverpool, they were chasing shadows, and but they've got home fixture against Leicester. They've got home fixture against Burnley. They're away at Brighton. If they want to stay up, then those games are going to be pretty important. They're home at Wolves. So those next four games, I don't know. Maybe he's worth being a fifth midfielder at that cheap.
It's some amazing Patterson stats. He's 0.1% picked, right?
Yeah.
Last week, obviously, he scored, so people started jumping on the Patterson bandwagon. Guess how many people last week transferred him in the world?
I still don't think many. Like, I'd say 1,000, 2,000.
Tom?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, 1,000, 1,500?
Yeah, what Craig said.
Yeah, just what he said.
387?
That's it. Wow.
Any stat in this game that's below 1,000 is just incredible, just the odds of it.
Crazy.
Yeah.
I guess people thought against Liverpool, I'm not going to do it. But I think now with three home games out of four against not weak sides, but not the top six. I had a bit of a rant on Twitter about it, actually, because Cardiff have been, we talked about it, I think it was just you and I, Ash, about Cardiff being branded the worst Premier League side ever. They're being compared to that Derby side already, the ones that were awful and how bad they are. They're sitting in 17th after nine games. Like, that's a victory. Mm. And they've played the best five teams in the league. They've played Chelsea, City, Arsenal, Spurs and Liverpool. So if you're 17th after playing nine games and five of them are the best five teams in the league, let's be honest, an incredible standard of season this year, those top five sides, and people are telling them that they're relegate them already. It's nonsense. Yeah. Like, I don't understand the pessimism. I understand why Warnock does it. He kind of deliberately creates that environment of, oh, we're just lucky to be here and we just like the championship, because he wants to deflect, and it kind of works. But yes, it's a bizarre one. Maybe he's worth a look in, but the bigger headline of it, we're the only podcast that would talk about Cardiff for the first 3 minutes of that game, and Alice, that's what I like. Salah back with goals, Mane back with goals and points.
Well, I said last week my Tommy's stat of the week was that, Salah hadn't hit double figures. He did this week, 15 points. Mane got 15 points as well. Salah finally does get his, what was it, a goal and two assists, wasn't it?
Yeah, and then Mane with a couple of goals. It's just that 12.9, but a lot of people stuck by Salah and kept him in and probably captained him.
Yeah, I think if you've got him and they're at home to Cardiff, you've got to captain him, haven't you?
Definitely, definitely.
Yeah, and he did well. He's gone back up to 13 mil now.
Has he?
His price dropped for the first ever time a few weeks ago, yeah.
And then away at Arsenal, people aren't going to bring him in straight away,
it's quite tempting now that Hazard might miss a week or two.
Apparently, I saw a stat on Twitter earlier, 53,000 people got rid of Hazard.
Really?
Because he didn't play. That's mad. They got some unbelievable fixtures coming up.
Yeah.
And 300 of them got Callum Patterson.
Exactly.
So, whatever it is. But they've got Arsenal away at the next one, Liverpool, but they won't be scared of that. But then the game week after, they've got Fulham at home.
And oh my God.
Knowing what we know about, like, if you haven't got a Liverpool player in your side, you've only got one, or you've got two, or you've got a space for one, that game, like, if you can guess the lineup, if you can afford one of Mane or Salah, great. But even Shaqiri is looking good. If he could slip into that starting
lineup. First Premier League goal, didn't he, the lad?
But yeah, Liverpool Fulham in 2 weeks, that's, you know, that's potentially 5-6-0.
That's triple captain jobby, that is.
If they put four on Cardiff and Fulham's defence is by far and away the worst, it could be five or six. It is triple captain territory. If Salah's fit, then why not in that game? Who needs that's the one, Tommy. That's the one you don't need a double game week.
Yeah, that's the one, isn't it? Yeah, if you got Salah on that bad boy,
then you should do it. Basically, that's what Tom said. Southampton got involved in their second consecutive 0-0 they drew with Newcastle. Both of those sides still looking in trouble, and neither of them doing anything inspiring enough to make you think they might get out of it. But yeah. They just want to be last on Match of the Day every week, Southampton, at the moment. That's the plan. It's working.
They've got a point at least.
Yeah.
That's the point, isn't it? Lascelles got the 3 points. Have you still got him in your team, Ash?
No.
Lascelles? No.
There was loads of people. There was a lot of people who, before the season started, sort of were asking for my advice and things. And a few people had him in their team. Mm. And I was like, just don't bother. Their starting fixtures are so difficult.
Yeah.
Really?
So, yeah, so they had like a nightmare opening to it, didn't they? And they haven't ever recovered. So I don't think anybody will have him in.
No.
Yeah, he was the only real point scorer there. He got the free bonus, obviously, as well as the clean sheet. But...
And Ings is kind of on that same thing Mitrovic is. Yeah. A lot of people have kind of gone off him now, really. They're not scoring. They're not looking great. So
Ings is... I just realised that was my power button pick, wasn't it? Old Ingsy. Oh.
Well, I don't know if any of us did that well. We'll find out in part three.
That does say, though, that them getting a point does... I hadn't noticed this. Takes Newcastle off the bottom of the league.
Yeah.
Huddersfield, who are like now rock bottom.
Huddersfield and Newcastle on 3, and then Cardiff and Fulham on 5, and Southampton on 7. So they're all kind of there. But Burnley, Palace, West Ham are all on 8. So it's like there really is a bottom 8 teams. Kicking about. But that goal difference for Fulham is... And to be fair, Huddersfield got the same. It's minus 17. It's pretty depressing. But yeah, there's a big gulf this year, isn't there? Well, Watford beat Huddersfield 3-0. That's what sent them bottom. Pereira goals again.
Yeah. Well, we said he had a good week last week. And then I said, but, you know, if you actually look, he had 5 back-to-back 2-point weeks. But he's still massively picked. But now he started to sort of kick off again.
He's really good as well.
Back-to-back goals. So 8 and 11 points in his last 2 weeks. So that's pretty good going, 19 points.
And a couple of people got lucky because I know someone who tweeted us who had success.
Mm. Yeah.
And purely because, you know, those people who fill their bench with the cheapest players in the game.
Oh, nice.
And he's 4.2, he's 4.5 million and he's 2.4% picked. And that's why. And he gets himself a goal somehow. Yeah. And I think it was people who had Hazard in their lineup, success on their first spot on their bench. And then he's come in and got goals. That's a very lucky way to play the game. Very lucky.
That is. And I noticed old Kiko Familia. He got an assist, clean sheet and 3 bonus points. Massive scorer. If you remember, he was in my team basically the whole of last season.
Yeah.
I think he was injured for about 10 games in the middle, but I didn't...
You stood by him.
Loyal, mate. Loyal, that's me.
I don't know. I haven't seen enough of Watford. I never watched them.
Yeah.
Even they're quite good now, aren't they? To know whether he's just been... whether they benched him or he's been injured, because he basically not played until 3 games ago, and then he's played the last 3 90 minutes.
Yeah, that was kind of like that last season. He played at the very start and he was getting some massive points and a lot of people brought him in. And then he didn't play for ages. And I think it was injury. And then he came back and started getting assists and shit. And,
but he's seventh. Yeah, the league's like madness.
He was the new Wallers. Kiko,
yeah, 4.2 million for him. I would swap out... who's the Palace lad that was the talk of the town?
Wan-Bissaka.
I'd swap out Wan-Bissaka for this guy now.
Would you? Holy shit.
Yeah, they've gone reverse. They're the inverse of each other.
They're 2 points ahead of Man United in the league. They're no joke, Watford.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, good shout. There it is, straight from Ash's mouth. A few more results to quickly go through. Leicester drew 1-1 with West Ham. Indeedy with a very, 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 very late lucky goal.
Oh, yeah, late fucking Fabianski clean sheet wipeout.
It was.
Yeah. Deflection.
I was counting my fucking points as well. Oh,
but Fabianski shows you why he should always be... I don't know why he isn't in everyone's squad. Yeah. Because he just... I mean, he was on my bench annoyingly. I think that was another weird mistake of mine. I don't know why I did that. Because he just makes saves and saves and saves.
Seven saves. So even though he didn't get the clean sheet, he got wiped out at the end, he still got 6 points because he got... two bonus, and he did so many saves, he got the extra points for that. So
very good goalkeeper. West Ham's best signings, to be honest, of the last few years, Fabianski.
Balbuena scored. Who was it talking about him? Was it you talking about him the other day, Ash, on the other podcast?
The other podcast.
On the other podcast.
Cheating bastards!
Yeah.
That's the Craig Club.
You didn't know that we do another podcast when you're not around.
The Sellotapes.
The Sellotapes. Yeah. It's basically the same, but it's just a little bit more professional.
That makes sense, to be fair.
I'm sure you mentioned... Did you not mention Balbuena? Ash? Did I imagine?
Yeah, I think we were talking about him. I can't remember what we were saying.
I think you were saying, he was good. I can't remember.
Well, either way, next game up, we got Burnley getting an absolute doing off Chelsea 4-0. In the end, Burnley, not the side they were. They look in trouble right now. Maybe Sean Dyche should stop talking about penalties, start looking at his team. And Ross Barkley. Now, he was a big talking point. We got I got some shit.
Did you?
He did. He got some shit.
Saying
you should get Barkley?
Yeah, you remember 2 weeks ago, you and I said he's not a bad... Milner had just got injured. And we're like, if you want that fifth midfielder, bring in Barkley. And Barkley came off the bench, scored... Yeah. I had him on my bench, but I knew someone was going to be injured probably, so he'd be first up. So he came on, got the goal. And obviously, it's a bit of luck if someone comes off the bench and scores. But some bloke was like, that's still not a good pick. You just got lucky. I was like, well, I think it is because this, that.
Well, he did say that. You pointed out why he was wrong, and then he deleted the tweet. So
he did. He did delete the tweet. But since then, Barkley, he obviously scored when he played 80 minutes against Southampton, then got the goal against United. But against Burnley, he shows you what he can do when he starts. No Hazard, but two assists. And massive. A goal and obviously the clean sheet. 17 points all in all for Barkley. Wow,
massive, yeah.
He's a proper player, like, especially if Hazard's out, then I think he's going to find his way into that team to play 90 minutes, maybe not every week, but he's going to start games. Like, he's not just going to, you know, he's found an attacking position that he likes. They seem to have worked out where to play him. They've got so many options though, because obviously Loftus-Cheek scored points and he scored a hat trick in the
he did score to the Europa League, didn't he?
Yeah, so you know they've got options, but Barkley really is going to force his way into that side. I know that they've got so many midfielders with Willian, Pedro, Kante, Jorginho, Kovacic, so many. But poor old Cesc Fabregas, 1 point.
Yeah,
point for the season.
He's been injured though, hasn't he? The thing with Barkley, obviously, you know, you had that person saying, "Oh, it's not." But as we will find out in part two, in any other business, a few people did take your advice, Craig.
So lovely stuff. Finally, at last,
absolutely loving it. Yeah,
delighted. But, well, in that case, well, I can't look. I look forward to that part when I just get praised
absolutely
incessantly.
Yeah. Before you get slagged off for 5 weeks for being in the jungle.
Yeah, it's fair enough. I do deserve it. It's not, you know, I think your image of what I do out there is a lot more fun than it actually is, but it's fair enough.
Well, we've seen photographic evidence of you on a skateboard, mate, so
that's true.
You know.
That's
people haven't forgotten that.
The skateboarding challenge.
For people that don't know, there was a photograph of Craig in the Daily Mail. Is it in the Daily Mail on a skateboard in the jungle with Joe Swash?
Sounds
like a joke, but that's absolutely true.
Just Craig just chilling on his skateboard, like, yeah. I just just out having a few cocktails with Joe Swash on a skateboard.
To clarify, one, it was...
You're big into skateboarding.
One,
yeah.
It was a barbecue to celebrate Arge's birthday from The Only Wears Essex. Two, I wasn't on a skateboard. I was sat on a wall and my feet were resting on a skateboard.
What were your feet doing?
I wasn't skateboarding.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah.
Not that I should have to defend myself if I want to go fucking skateboarding.
I was
going to
say, I love how he's really defending himself.
Anyway, I didn't go fucking skateboarding.
That's good. With Joe Swash on your back like that. Yay!
He's a very nice man.
He seems good, yeah. He seems like a good guy.
Palace drew 2-2 with Arsenal. Aubameyang scoring for fun. You said that he was your must-have in your side recently, Tom, and you got told that he won't play enough or something. He won't start enough games. Mental.
I said that he. I haven't had him, by the way.
Yeah.
But it's been. I've been saying that I should have him. If that's any consolation,
I brought him in. I just brought him in for the wrong fucking player. Yeah.
No, but that's great. I think he's done well. He's 7-7. He's the top scoring striker in the game, along with Wilson. And as I unfortunately talked about it when we were talking about Mitrovic, but I meant to say Milivojevic. That's who I thought we were talking about. He gets 2 penners after he missed last week.
I know.
Yeah. And obviously, we said last week if you had him all season, because you kept him because he was cheap and he was a really great pick last year, and then he fucking missed when he finally does take a penalty, and then you got rid of him and thought he's a useless bag of shit. And then 20,000
people transferred him out.
Rid of him.
Wow.
He can't have been that highly picked anyway. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, that has got to be a killer.
Well, serves him right. There's no loyalty. No bloody loyalty.
No. He's coming down to a price where he's pickable soon.
Yeah.
Pickable.
Pickable. Yeah.
It's a nice word, isn't it?
Pickable. It's Ash's new feature, the pickable prize. Pickable. But Aubameyang, they've got Arsenal in their next four games. They have got a couple of tough games. Liverpool, they've got Spurs. But he doesn't strike me as a player who shirks those games.
Well, he just takes the penalties, so it doesn't matter.
Not Milivojevic, sorry, Aubameyang.
Oh, I see, right, yeah.
It's all coming together over there at Arsenal. I mean, granted, yeah, you know, we drew that game, and there's something very questionable about our defence, and incredibly questionable about Granit Xhaka, regardless of if he scored a goal or not.
Oh, it doesn't matter. They're papering over cracks, Granit Xhaka scoring a goal.
Yeah.
I'd just like to point out one thing. Do you know how many points Tom's must-have pick of the season has got?
Who's his must-have pick of the season?
Guendouzi.
Guendouzi.
was Craig hearing the one where you were talking about it? Tom was like, you've got to get him in. You've got one thing is, like, yeah, I've seen this kid. He is amazing. I was like, he's never going to get any points.
He's a good player.
I want to know where Tom saw this kid.
Well, the first game of the season when I went to the Arsenal City game, I watched him, you know. And I was watching, I thought, he's got something.
Do you know how many points he's produced?
He reminded me of last season when I saw Hazard for the very first time and no one else had seen him.
Yeah. Well, so far he's managed to amass 10 points in 10 games. So
That's four more than Fosu Mensah. So
that's what we need.
Good work. Good bloody work. Well, it's not long until that Aubameyang versus Wilson face-off because it's Liverpool next, and then it's Arsenal v Bournemouth. So it'll be interesting to see how they line up, Arsenal against Liverpool, to see what they do or if either team stops attacking, because you do worry about Arsenal's defence against that Liverpool front three, because yeah, they are. I mean, it's not right, is it?
Yeah, it's bad. It's bad.
I just don't think there should be the scenario of Rob Holdings playing 90 minutes for a club like Arsenal.
No.
I don't know how that's happened.
There's just that we've got injuries and...
I swear his contract ran out, but he just keeps turning up and no one's got the heart to tell him he shouldn't be there.
Just stick him on.
It's how it feels.
Keep his dad happy.
That's it. That's it, exactly. United beat Everton 2-1. Martial, again, we've spoken a lot about him this season.
Yeah.
Pogba is an absolute nightmare, but also scores and assists. Have you seen the video of his penalty run-up against Usain Bolt's 100 metres?
Yeah, it takes longer than Usain Bolt doing
100
metres.
No way.
I thought it was a joke. I thought that's been fucking slowed down, but that is ridiculous.
As it happened, I was like, he's done this to wind people up to begin with. And then I thought, but he'll just run up now. So I thought he did his little stutter, and it's kind of like, I almost like that about him. It's kind of like, he just doesn't care. Yeah. And it just it gets to a point where Gary Neville pointed out his own fans are starting to boo him on his own penalty. His own fans are putting him off for his penalty.
That's when you know it's going badly, isn't it?
Like, that's outrageous. And then he obviously saves the penalty, gets saved. He puts in the rebound because he's so weird. Because then he played his ball for setting up Martial, or I can't remember. He played some passes that were unbelievable.
Yeah, but did you see the one where he went to shoot and it was so wide he didn't even hit the corner flag? Like, it just went off for a throw-in. And that
it doesn't matter. If you can do the other stuff, it's fine.
Yeah, exactly, yeah, yeah. But
he's a weird one.
He missed the penalty, which is minus points, but then scored the rebound, so that's got to be annoying.
Yeah, I mean, I play in, like, Fantrax draft, right, and I've got him, and you don't lose points for missing a penalty, but you get points for every shot on target. So technically, he got a shot on target when it got saved, and then he put in the rebound for the goal. I was delighted. I wish he had had three more shots saved for that. It would have been brilliant. But it's a bit of a glitch, granted. But he's such a conundrum, but an excellent player and good points. And Sigurdsson. Sigurdsson, the old FPL stalwart. More points for him too.
I was just watching a replay of the penalty. You guys hadn't seen it before.
Had you not?
It basically took the whole time you guys were talking about it to do it.
Oh, yeah. So oh, really? There you go then.
I heard people talking about it, but I hadn't seen it.
It's an absolutely it's outrageous. I don't quite know what happened, but it's awful.
And that's classic as well, isn't it? Where someone scores a penalty and then they get the points for missing a penalty as well. Just to really kick you in the teeth.
Yeah, I know. I think it is a glitch. I don't know if you should be punished for it, to be honest with you.
It's true. Like, really, because you have scored it, haven't you?
You don't get punished for missing, like, a sitter. I don't like the idea of punishing a bad positive rather than a negative. Like, you could theoretically, your player could take, your defender could take out Pogba, not get a yellow card, receive no points punishment, Pogba misses the penalty and Pogba gets punished. I don't really like it, but...
I suppose the only thing, it does balance out penalty takers.
It does.
Otherwise, it's just like, someone that might miss a penalty. Otherwise, just like 3 points, isn't it?
It makes it a bit risk reward, doesn't it? Granted.
Yeah. Unless you've got Milijevic, although he did miss one eventually.
He did. He is pretty solid. And then the last game, I think as this happens, we may well have briefly lost Tom. Tom might be dead to us. He might have gone.
Yeah.
But he'll come back for part two. It's fine. Spurs City's going on now. It's currently 1-0. Obviously, we don't know the situation. That Sterling looks like he's got them on toast a bit. And Mahrez scoring a goal. But obviously, by the end of this podcast, we'll know the point situation with that. It won't change mine much because Kane's not going to do anything. But we will quickly just run through the league top 10. I'll quickly talk through that before we go to the break for part two. In 10th place, we have got a joint 9th, actually. It's Sarez Harris of Cornered Tigers. 9th place, Mr. Dang FC. 8th place, Spice Rank or Scott Bissett.
That's a good name.
It is, isn't it? In 7th place, it's Pleased to Meet You. In 5th place, it's Bargain FC. Down. All loads of moves this week. In 5th place as well, Evgeny Ivanov. 4th place, Vadim Shmitov in the Russian invasion. 3rd place, it's Matty Karanian. Scandies, we love them. 2nd place, Catch Me If You Killian, Maninder Prihar. And in 1st place, it's Millie Max, Miljan Bajic. And also, we are very close to Manager of the Month. One game to go. It will be affected tonight. But as it stands... Oh, yeah. As it stands, Poise 007 are in line to get Manager of the Month unless Sever Sadowski Wonderful can overtake them. That is so the league brought to you by monstershop.co.uk, giving away a PS4 bundle for the league win at the end of the season, and also giving away Manager of the Month prizes. That's why they're still so important. So you can still join the league. We haven't closed it yet. You just have to go to thegaffertapes.com /join or use the pin 4817-15 94. So by the end of this podcast, we will know who Manager of the Month is. Exciting stuff. Giving away a voucher to you from monstershop.co.uk. Coming up in part two, we're going to go through all the social segment, all the stuff you've been asking us on social media this week. And then in part three, we're going to be making our picks for the game week in Power League. Power League? That's just a five-a-side league. The League of Power Bottoms, where we pick players from the bottom 10 teams. And we'll also be doing the latest installment in the diary of Little Timmy Tinker. All that's coming up in part two and part three of the Gaffer Tapes. Hello and welcome back to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with Tom, Ash and me, Craig. It is time for that social segment. As always, we go through your questions from all different mediums, Facebook, Twitter, emails, all that stuff. It gets longer every week, this section, but we bloody love it. So we're going to start, as we always do, with the questions that you sent us in from Facebook.
Now it's time to reply to the nerders on the Facebook page. Facebook/TheGafferTapes.
Tom, what we got? Hit me.
We got a little question from Kieran Harris. Couple of mismatches next week with City at home to Saints and Chelsea at home to Palace. So why am I looking at West Ham and Huddersfield coverage?
Like, yeah, looking at the Huddersfield coverage. That's the one.
Because you're on drugs. What's he saying then? Oh, West Ham at home to Burnley.
Yeah.
And Huddersfield at home to Fulham. That's what he's thinking.
Well, I mean, it's never a bad shout, anyone playing Fulham, but we've talked about Huddersfield attacking options before. There's nothing.
There is nothing. Like, no, I don't know if anyone scored a goal for him yet, have they?
Well, at that one point, none of their forwards had a goal, did they, for quite some time?
Right. Yeah.
So
they've scored, I looked earlier, they've scored 4 goals this season.
Wow.
So I don't know who got them, but I mean, Man City are on 27, so not good, is it?
Yeah, it's not worth looking at them. I mean, to be honest, West Ham at home to Burnley. West Ham they should win that game. I know he's kind of joking, but West Ham will fancy that for sure.
Really
hard to tell with Burnley.
Nothing.
Oh yeah, nothing for Huddersfield.
One assist all season from Meunier.
If you'd asked somebody who, even I think, crazy, having seen the football this season or whatever, if you'd asked who'd score more goals, Southampton, Newcastle, or Huddersfield, I don't think anybody would put Huddersfield last in that list. Mm. Would you?
Oh, you know, well, Newcastle have always struggled for goals, haven't they?
Yeah.
In recent seasons. I would have thought Southampton would have scored a decent amount with Ings gone there, you know, Austin when he's fit, Gabby Adini. But
yeah.
But yeah, in terms of mismatches, he is right. There's Chelsea Palace at Chelsea looks a goodie, especially with if Barkley's going to play again, Morata's even getting goals. And what was the other mismatch he pointed out? Man City, Southampton. I mean, Man City at home to anyone's a mismatch. Even if they were playing Spurs at home tonight rather than away, it looks like a mismatch. But Man City, Southampton, I mean, yeah, for sure. But we're not telling you anything you don't already know. You're going to put your three City players in, or you're going to captain Aguero, or you're going to, you know. I personally think that the Liverpool Fulham one next week might be a bigger mismatch than any of them. I know we've said it a few times, but yeah. So whether you're bringing someone in this week to get that extra player in for next week for Liverpool, but yeah,
neither of those teams are teams that I'd be thinking of getting players from. West Ham or Huddersfield.
No,
not even bringing any West Ham boys.
But who? Like, you look at it, and yeah, normally your attacking options you'd think aren't out of it, but he's 7 million, so who can afford that as a third striker?
Yeah.
Anyway, and then the players that you might have considered are all in. Yarmolenko you might have considered in your midfield. Yeah. Like, I had him at one point when he got a goal this season, but then he's injured. Felipe Anderson's not really a point scorer apart from that obscure week against United when he got 10. Yeah. So, and Antonio isn't the guy he was for points a few seasons ago. So no, there's not really. The only thing you'll do is you'll definitely start Fabianski.
Yeah.
That's it, really. But there's
so much value elsewhere.
Yeah, that's it. That is it. But there you go. Thanks, Kieran.
Cheers. Cheers, Kieran. Richard Fahy. Richard Fahy. Who's the better pick from now until Christmas? Martial or Pogba? And that was written all in capitals.
I know. When I first read it, because the caps threw me off, I thought it said, who's a better pick? Christmas, Martial or Pogba? I was like, well, I'll take Christmas.
Yeah.
I think out of three of them.
I love Christmas. It feels like Christmas now. I've got the heating on in my house and everything. It's lovely.
I wish I could, but the radiators don't work, mate.
Oh,
it's
you
a
want me to sort that out? I'll sort out a radiator for you, mate.
Of course.
That's what I fucking do, isn't it? That's what I fucking do, mate.
Tom's my guy, isn't he?
Oldest game in the world. Sort me out with that £230 bottle of wine and
yeah,
I'll sort your radiators for
you'll pop it in the oven and it'll be right as rain.
That in the oven, yeah, lovely.
I do need someone to sort my radiators, but I don't even know how to bleed my radiators.
You ain't lived, boy. You ain't lived. who's the better pick from now until Christmas, Martial or Pogba? What are we thinking?
Well, I like them both more than you should, but Pogba gets a lot of shit when he shouldn't, but he is 8 million isn't actually that bad. I like Martial as a pick, you know. I think Martial's your guy.
Coming into his
weirdly,
own, isn't he?
If he's got... I don't really like Martial as a player, but if he's...
Do you know
he's
what I
play every week. Well, I think he's... I could be persuaded, but I think he just falls into me for that category of shit over hyped Man United players.
Oh, I think he's brilliant.
Looks really fake. Really?
Yeah. Now that he's playing where he should, but he... If he started away at Chelsea and he started at home to Everton, then he's not. I don't think he's going anywhere. You're not dropping a guy who's got 4 goals in 3 games. So no. I think Martial's a great pick at 7.3 million. That's, you know,
So you're saying Martial over Pogba, and Ash is saying Pogba over Martial?
No, I'm saying Martial as well, yeah.
Oh, you're saying Martial as well? Oh, I was hoping you'd say opposites, and then it would be on me to come in and just give the definitive.
Well, what were you going to say?
For Richard Fahy. I was going to say Christmas. I'm not going to lie to you. I was going to say Christmas. I was going to go with Xmas. I don't know. It is tough, isn't it? Maybe Martial. Form over fixtures.
Form over fixtures. Well, they've got the same fixtures, Tom.
Correct. So that was a test. That was a test. And you passed. So the actual winner there is Craig. Well done. Form. I'd go for form. Martial.
Christmas. Yeah.
And that's Christmas.
Well, he plays, I think if you look at it this way, he plays further forward of the two, doesn't he? And they're both midfielders, so.
Yeah, he is. He's more of a
and
forward.
And he's cheaper,
a
little
three.
Bit cheaper as well.
Yeah, exactly.
He is quite a bit cheaper, really.
Mm. I don't know if I would, I guess I could be tempted into him, but even in the game at the minute, he's still quite expensive because there's so many cheap players about.
True.
Unless you're going to swap out like a Mane or a...
To make room elsewhere.
Yeah, like if you're dropping out a 10 plus player for him, he's good value.
You're not bringing in for someone cheaper because you're not bringing him in for like Madison, or if you've got these people, Madison, Richarlison, Fraser, you're not bringing him in for any of them, are you? So yeah you're right. It's only if you're going to bring him in for someone more expensive to free up money elsewhere.
I suppose if you've had I've had about 1 million stuck in my bank all season for some reason.
Right.
Bringing him in for Madison, I wouldn't think was the worst idea, to be honest. Something like that.
Okay.
If you've got the extra cash.
There you go. That's what Ash says, Tom.
Yeah, that's lovely. I like that.
Who are we to disagree?
I was definitely paying attention as well.
Yeah.
let's move on, boys, from Facebook to another social media platform in a section that we like to call Tweets for my Tweet.
Where's Wallace?
Wow.
Wow.
It's an old school reference.
That's a blast from the past. Talking of blasts from the past, we got a little tweet from Joe Bloom.
Bloomad.
Joe Bloomy. He said, I'm a bit too busy wandering around Hobbiton to check up on injuries. I think he's in New Zealand.
And I think that's like just outside Slough.
Oh, is it? Is it?
Right. Hobbiton, that makes sense. Slough. Is that, that's a real place though, isn't it?
Is it actually?
Yeah, not Slough. I know Slough is, but...
Slough is. I've been there and everything, yeah.
Yeah, but no, Hobbiton, it's a real place, isn't it? Ash, you should know this.
You should know Hobbit stuff.
Yeah, but isn't there a place right near Heathrow called Bagshot?
What the fuck's that got to do with anything? What does that mean?
It's got nothing to do with anything. There is a place
that's where Hobbiton is.
What?
What?
No, you're thinking Bag End.
Yeah.
Well, Bagshot is a real place. I've been there. I did a gig there.
Exactly. That's where the Hobbits live.
Hang on. What's Bagshot?
Bagshot is a real place.
But why is Ash mentioning it? What's it got to do with Hobbits?
I don't know. He drinks a lot, doesn't he?
He's had a few Tia Marias. Hobbiton is a real place in New Zealand, though, right?
Oh, I'm with you. Right. So he is in New Zealand, in Hobbiton.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So unfortunately, we don't have any more time for any questions. So there we go. That's that. And we'll see you in part three. He said, is Hazard going to be back next week for a hat-trick or what? And is it time to drop Firmino, who hasn't had more than 2 points in 6 game weeks?
He's very frustrating, isn't he, Firmino?
Yeah, he's one of them. I've had him on and off. Haven't had him for a while. I didn't realise he hadn't had more than 2 points in 6 game weeks. Fucking hell, that's bad. Yeah, definitely time to drop him. But Joe Bloom's I think he's a Liverpool fan of Bloomington's, isn't he?
Right.
Official Gafferazzi, another one who signed up to patreon.com/thegaffertapes. Yeah. Oh, I don't know. Yeah, I'd definitely get rid of Firmino because fucking hell, you can have Callum Wilson for like 2 million cheaper.
Yeah. I don't know why you would. Unless you were. Unless each week you didn't want to use your free transfer, I don't know why you still have him. Mm.
As for Hazard, it's best checking.
Do you know anything about that?
I think he's not going to play midweek, but it's worth... Ben Dinnery, obviously, on Twitter, is your injury guy. If you play fantasy football and don't follow at Ben Dinnery, then you're doing something wrong. He's always the first port of call for injuries. But I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to... I've got Barkley, so I'm just going to be... I don't mind either way, because he'll be the guy playing for him.
And do you know what? I've got Jorginho as my first sub, so if Hazard doesn't play, Jorginho, I think, is on penalties.
Which
is quite nice.
I don't think they'll be in a rush to bring him back at home to Palace.
No.
So you wouldn't be surprised not to see him start.
But hold on to him. Those 53,000 people that got rid of him must think, fucking hell. Absolute knee-jerkers, and that's the worst thing in this game. This really is. I'm absolutely furious. I really am. That's the boffin. That's
the FPL boffin. Yeah, that is. It is.
Yeah, the boffin is.
He is always furious, isn't he? what else have we got? We got anything else?
FPL problems said, feeling that I need Salah. The only way to get him is to get rid of Mane. Good idea. Thanks, lads.
It's impossible. It's impossible to know. Mane's frustrating. I love Mane. I love him. But
yeah. He's your boyfriend, isn't he?
I find him so frustrating because I always pick him in the wrong weeks. I don't know. Surely you wouldn't be getting rid of him to get... I don't know. I don't think Salah's going to be worth that much more than Mane, is he, over the course of the season, Ash? Am I wrong?
I had Mane for a week
and
then was like, no way, I'm out. I'm going to get rid of Hazard and go back to Salah, I think.
That's fine,
so for the same thing, I guess the principle must be the same. If you've got the cash, I wouldn't take a points hit on it.
But they're 2 points difference and 3.2 million difference at the moment.
It's true.
Or are we feeling like this is obviously Salah's form's going to increase?
Yeah, I think so, but there's no proof of it yet, I suppose.
Apart from, well, we've just gone, but then Mane as well.
Yeah.
As always, we have not answered you at all. Fantastic news.
We have not.
We never do.
Do it don't lose points on it. If it's just a straight swap, if you've got the money anyway, or you've got two free transfers, why not? What difference does it make?
Yeah, if you've got the money.
Yeah.
If it feels good, do it.
If it feels good, do it. That is great advice in all circumstances.
So,
Ex EastEnder said.
Is it Joe Swash?
Do you know what? Every time I see that, do you remember when you were younger? There was that.
Yeah, I do.
It was. Do you? Weird. it was that drum and bass. I think it was drum and bass, and it was that thing everyone used to sing it. It was like an MC. It was like Skibbity. Do you remember like Skibbity or Shabba or someone like them? And there was that EastEnders bit of MCing where he does Do you even know what I'm talking about?
I have literally no, but I'm really looking forward to you doing it.
So I do know it. Well, so you know how like MC, like they.
I know what an MC is. Right, yeah.
So an MC, like a drum and bass MC, would MC over some music. Yes. All this, and there was one that he did. I think it was Skibbity or something, and it was about EastEnders. He did this whole thing. It was about EastEnders back in the day, like late 90s, and not just that just came into my head when I read.
Are you going to do it?
Well, I only remember a little bit. I don't think it was something like it was East End, where the East End are, Sanjay Gita, Shamila, like that. Sanjay Gita, Shamila, and then it was something like Peggy behind the bar with Frank Butcher. She got the breast cancer.
Really?
Yeah, really
that's
bad.
Awful.
That's really bad. Yeah, because she got breast cancer, didn't she, Peggy?
Is that over a real song?
The character, yeah. So it was like, you know, like you get the mixtapes, and everyone's like, "Oh, have you heard that new mixtape with like Shabba on it or whatever?" And it's like, "Yeah, he's doing that EastEnders thing," and it was like Bianca with the red hair shagging everybody in Albert Square, something like that. It was good.
Wow, I sometimes think you can't. You can't have gone to school in Windsor.
Yeah, well, no, but that's the thing. People think Windsor's posh, but that is the ends, mate. It's the ends. Next door to Slough, like we say. You know.
Yeah, and which is
hobbits,
near Hobbiton.
There's hobbits roaming around Slough. We just know but yeah, if anyone remembers that EastEnders track, come back. I bet Jammy Jimmy remembers that.
You know when you looked at Craig and you asked him if he knew what you were talking about? Imagine where I am now. I feel like I'm in a different dimension.
What's an MC? What's an EastEnders?
What's EastEnders? Yeah. Right. Sanjay and Gita. I'd love it for like to document your life for a year, Ash, where you just have to watch EastEnders from the start.
It's
just you catching up on the social phenomenon of EastEnders.
I'd like to drop him in at sort of like mid-90s.
Well, no, because you need to see the story arc of Ian Beale.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, Ash on Beale. That'd be quite good, wouldn't it?
But I think we've answered that question.
I don't think we've read out the question.
We didn't even ask it. No.
Fulham clearly the team to pick against at the moment, and they've got Huddersfield this weekend. Who's the best pick from? Oh, okay. So we kind of answered that.
Absolutely none. Don't do it. I know playing against Fulham is a big thing, and it's great.
No one is scoring goals, which is an observation.
You have to remember that it's great for that week, but then the week after you have a Huddersfield player.
Aunt Patty.
What are you going?
He says referencing EastEnders.
What?
Aunt Patty?
What's that? Yeah, Aunt Patty ran the chip shop.
Yeah. Are you thinking Kathy?
Kathy Bill.
I don't know anybody.
Aunt Patty.
I thought you guys wouldn't know, so you'd be like, oh yeah, Patty.
Aunt Patty from the Argy Bargy. That's the name of the Indian restaurant on EastEnders, by the way, Ash. The Argy Bargy.
Get out of town. No,
it is.
I haven't watched it for years.
Tom, is that the name of the Indian restaurant in EastEnders, the Argy Bargy?
I swear to God, I don't know. I have not watched it for a very, very, very long time. I haven't watched it for years.
How can you know an entire drum and bass freestyle rap about Sanjay and Gita?
But it's from the 90s. I'd love to be able to find it.
Entire freestyle rap.
Well, the Argy Bargy is a real name of an Indian restaurant, which is an excellent name for an Indian restaurant.
I haven't watched this since about 2004 when I used to go out with this really, really attractive girl who used to love EastEnders. She used to come around mine when I was about 18, 19.
I hope to God this story ends in this being your current wife. Otherwise, you've been very complimentary about this ex-girlfriend.
Oh, my missus doesn't listen to the podcast. But
but she is in the same house as you.
That is true, yeah. That's the one whispering.
Get your voice down.
Yeah, she'll cut my internet off again. Right, Craig Wright said, I see a lot of people rushing to get KDB, given he had a long World Cup, followed by his injury. Do you think it's better to hold fire? It's not like City need to rush him back into full games.
You struggled with some of that, didn't you?
I did. You know what? I am drinking quite a bit tonight.
It's like I was watching an episode of Educating Yorkshire. You're flourishing before my eyes.
And you're just there at the back, just welling up.
With your headphones on, doing your reading.
He has long World Cup, followed by his injury. You can do it!
But yeah, KDB, it is a good question.
What do you think, lads?
What do you think? It is a good question, because he is back, but... you're not in a rush to get. I know he's 9.8 million, so if he suddenly plays, it's a bargain. But surely everyone's waiting and seeing, aren't they, Ash, on KDB?
I reckon he played. He got some minutes today, didn't he? But didn't get any points. I think you have to wait and see. Like, what's the? I don't think there's going to be much rush. It's still going to be, if he plays every week, week in, week out, he's a good buy. But I'm never sure he's that brilliant anyway.
What?
Like with rotation and stuff. Like, I don't know if anybody from City is.
No, Silver's. Well, Sterling as well. You captained him today, as we said earlier. But
yeah. In the couple of seasons where I've done really well, I've actually almost boycotted Man City players. So I don't know why I don't just go back to doing that.
But then you add up their full total. Last 2 years, 209 and 199 for KDB.
Yeah.
They are good points. But I know what you mean. I sometimes find myself, I look at my side and I realise I've got no City players, even though they're the best team in the league. And it's because I'm terrified of picking them.
Terrified's a bit strong, isn't it?
No. Really scared. Really scared.
I guess I suppose it depends what the depth of your squad is. Like this week, Hazard didn't play, but I had Alonso as my first substitute, so it was still 11 points coming off the bench, so it doesn't matter.
I'm just laughing at the terrified was dramatic. It was like I was doing a piece to camera in a Netflix documentary.
I'm absolutely terrified.
I'm terrified. Next week, I'm making a midfielder.
Oh, we've got to do that. That's brilliant.
I don't think there's a rush, Craig, to be honest. I'm not talking to myself there. That's me talking to another guy called Craig. I'm not in bed with...
You're so terrified. You started talking to
yourself.
I'm
not in bed with another guy called Craig.
Can I stay in bed for a bit longer, Craig? Yes, you can, Craig. Last tweet before we move on to any other business. From King Chip, because we said we were going to do it last week. He said, okay, non-FPL questions. Best holiday you've ever been on. Do you believe that aliens exist? And what is the best show on Netflix? P.S. Lads, ye are brilliant.
Okay, holiday. My favourite holiday of Tom's is when he definitely got inappropriately molested by a stepdad in the caravan in Clacton that he talks about all the time on the podcast.
Yes. Mauritius for me.
You've not been to Mauritius, have you?
Yeah, honeymoon, mate. I've been so many places. You character.
Oh, a travel boy.
You character assassinate. Hull. I went to Hull. Oh, here comes Hull towards me in a car. So arrogant now.
I don't character assassinate you.
You did. You went, I bet Tom's the sort of person that goes on an all-inclusive and sits there and has ketchup with his paella. Yeah, and went, the holiday's so good, didn't even need to go outside, mate.
That's bang out of order, Craig. That's bang out of order, because when you're not here, Craig, Tom never talks shit about you.
Yeah, exactly.
Ever.
That's definitely not true,
you don't know that because you don't listen back to the podcast.
How was the hotel in Mauritius?
It was lovely, yeah.
All inclusive?
Well, it was the most expensive holiday I've ever been on. I've been to the States several times, been to Barbados, been to Canada, yeah.
You've been to Barbados?
Big time. Yeah. I've been loads of places. I don't know why you pigeonhole me as like this.
Yeah, but they were all when you were a kid, you lunatic.
No, I was about 19 when I went to Barbados.
The fuck are you going to Barbados for at 19?
Yeah.
I went with this bloke that I didn't really know from the pub. It was a very bizarre holiday.
What?
And he got stabbed. Mad. maybe that'll crop up in an episode of Timmy Tinker. But Mauritius on my honeymoon, 2014.
Bloody good.
That's my favourite.
It's a weird segue even for us, that one.
What about you? Favourite holidays?
Don't know, mate, really. Do you know what? I'm a big fan of Florida, mate. Disney World. Love the place. It's great. Even as an adult.
Yeah.
I went on safari to Kenya. That was fun. And my girlfriend took me to Philadelphia 2 years ago to go.
I remember that, yeah.
That was a big one. Yeah, so that was fun.
I want to know the one that he says, what best show on Netflix?
Twice a season we have a chat about Netflix, don't we?
I'm really struggling for stuff to watch. I've got Now TV.
What, on Netflix?
I've got Now TV and Netflix, and the only thing I'm watching is...
Reruns of Minder.
No, yeah. Is The Sopranos on DVD.
Oh, for fuck's sake. What's wrong with you?
Not only am I rewatching it, but I'm also got a little Twitter thread of every time I watch an episode. So get me on Twitter.
You're aware how Netflix works, right?
Yeah, I know, but there's no. I'm watching.
They're not a DVD lending company anymore.
Yeah, every time we bring this up, we mention about 30 programs that you've never watched.
We do.
Yeah.
No, but I try them all, and I don't really like them. Like Rick and Morty, couldn't get on board with it.
If you don't like something, you watch something else. It's like going around. You know when you go to your mate's house and you saw their dad's DVD collection, and you're like, "Oh, this is all new and exciting." And it was always quite fun.
I think if you did watch Rick and Morty and you didn't like it, you've got to say, "Just give up. Just watch the fucking Sopranos, and that's it."
Yeah, that's kind of what I do.
Just delete Netflix.
Well, you like It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yeah, that's true, but I can't watch too many. It's a bit dark. It gets a bit heavy.
It is dark. But do you like the drama? So you've obviously seen Making a Murderer.
Yeah, yeah, we're sort of watching that, but we don't get a lot of time. We only get time for like one episode a night.
Have you watched? Tell you what, then. Have you watched American Vandal?
No.
So that is a mockumentary about a high school kid who's accused of painting 27 dicks on teachers' cars, but it plays out like Making a Murderer, where it's an actual investigation. But it really, it really cleverly makes you care. You're like, oh my god! So he can't have? Could he? And you get into it. That's quite fun.
That's all good.
Yeah,
well, that's good. I just don't want anything too heavy.
What was the new?
Well, Netflix? That's about dicks on cars.
That's good then. That's all right.
What was the Netflix exclusive? The little short one they did where it was like the drug trial.
You don't know,
was
mate.
That recently,
I enjoyed The Haunting on Hill House or whatever it is. No, I don't know. One of the there's Hill House and Haunting in it. I don't know how the rest works. Triple H, that was quite good. Ozark's good. That's on there. That's pretty good. The Sinner series. Do you know what? Do you know, thing is, Tom, you'll go back to watching fucking The Sopranos and Porridge.
Probably.
So,
well, so Only Fools.
Yeah. We need to, with that, even though that kind of is any, how that doesn't fall into any other business, I'll never know. I suppose we should get on with some any other business, shouldn't
we?
Yeah.
Let's do that.
Maniac was what it was. Jonah Hill in it?
Yeah, I have seen that. It's all right.
Yeah. There you go.
Right, let's do any other business. Here's the jingle.
We got feedback. Feedback.
So we got a tweet from Andre Martinson, our old friend from Scandinavia.
Oh, Scandi friend, Scandi.
Do you feel like a legit fantasy podcast this round?
Fucking hell.
Turn your headphones up.
Do you feel like a legit fantasy podcast this round? Many of the punts delivered. So he said hashtag sarcasm, but that's not true because
seems a bit on the
a
nose.
Lot of our a lot of our things did come in. I mean, we got down. We had one from Stephen Daly. He said, we said, whatever happened to the lad who said about, Barkley being a terrible pick. And Stephen Daly said, I put him in my team based purely in case of this eventuality. Please find him. I can't remember where that guy is. I tried looking for him. I couldn't find him. FPL Adam replied to official FPL on Twitter and said, I got Ross Barkley in after the gaffer tapes persuaded me.
It was a good tip.
It was a very good tip, Craig. You should be proud of yourself for that.
In fact, we said to Captain Callum Wilson against Fulham, we said that Callum Patterson might not be a bad fifth midfielder, and we said that Ross Barkley would be good to get in your squad. So we had a great week.
That's pretty good going, isn't it? We had a tweet from FPL is back. FPL Simon.
FPL Simon, at least try harder. Do you know what I mean? If you're going to make the amount of... For anyone who doesn't use Twitter, the amount of FPL named accounts is absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah.
FPL Simon. Oh, no, that is just his name, but FPL JCB, digging for the best week stats. Go away.
Oh, there's an FPL nonce.
Well, that's
absolutely
just...
true. And there's an FPL gynecologist. And it said something about spreading the joy of FPL or something like that.
Oh, there's all sorts of ridiculous ones.
Really weird people out there. But I'm not saying that Simon is.
No, Simon's all right.
Simon's all right. I'll give it to Simon because his tweet made me laugh. We said about we'd announced that Hazard wasn't playing this week when it came out. I mean, we didn't announce it. Chelsea announced it.
they left it to us.
When we got made the exclusive. content provider
over,
for Chelsea.
Over to those blokes with the football podcast. They can mention it. He said, sorry, that's my fault. I got Hazard in this week. I'm also responsible for the decline of Doherty over the last 2 weeks. Please be warned. I'm now thinking about how to get Mendy in. Avoid. Hashtag FBL. Which was quite good. Although Mendy, 6 points on for a couple of bonus, I believe, tonight.
Is he getting the bonus, is he?
I think so. And then very finally, because we have gone on for a while, Chuck Bailey, our old friend Chuck, official Gafferazzi, he, in reply to last week's quiz, he said, Coca-Cola not sold in North Korea because trade embargo and shit in it. Mm. Is that what that means?
Someone doesn't know that the characters are now 280, do they?
Yeah. Coca-Cola not sold in North Korea because of the trade embargo. So not just Wee Tootie Land where they stopped selling it. So that was your little to win the quiz last week, Craig. That was your something clever fact. And it was apparently wrong, as Chuck Bailey has very kindly pointed out.
If we're going to start punishing...
Might have to be a VAR decision on that.
Oh, yes, please. Let's have a bit of VAR. get the score a little bit closer.
if we start punishing people for saying incorrect things on this podcast, we are setting quite a precedent.
Well, that is true. Yeah, but when it's in a quiz scenario where it's...
We do have a bit of a presidential quiz coming up there.
Have we?
Oh,
lovely.
I don't know what that means, but
no,
I got excited.
I've got no idea. When we have the Patreon guests on, are they taking Craig's position?
And yeah.
Going against me in the quiz? Because Dan Tiller said that he had a quiz. He wrote a quiz for last year. He went to loads of effort to make a Christmas quiz. And then I was like shitting in my sink and my little boy was throwing up in the toilet and stuff. So, yeah, maybe we'll have to...
I can take Craig's position in my quiz.
Yeah, that doesn't seem fair.
Maybe you take Craig's position for that one.
Yeah. That's fair on Craig, isn't it?
Probably an off-air discussion.
Probably.
We'll have a meeting about it. But yeah, there we go. There was a final email. Craig, do you want to read the last little email?
Oh, okay, sorry. All right, gaffers. From D. William. All right, gaffers. What's the crack? Should I wildcard to take out four of my smaller splatters? What? And if so, should I get in three Brighton players? What's happened? Has he had a stroke or have I? What?
Well, he's called it a hashtag bring back Cockaleeky Sue, so obviously. It's some sort of like he's briefly escaped from a mental hospital.
Yeah, no one needs that.
The first thing he did, got into an internet cafe, sent that, and then been recapped.
Internet cafe?
Yeah.
How are they still going?
He's a big fan of Sue. Good luck to him.
Yeah. I don't know what the question means, but...
Four of my smaller splatters, and if so... So he's thinking, cheaper players, I guess. Should he get in three Brighton? Why three Brighton?
I think email us in a picture of your team so we know what it is.
Yeah, none of this makes sense, Darren. I'm worried about you.
Yeah, three Brighton players.
But thanks for emailing, Dara, D. William.
Yeah, and it's always nice to hear some love for Cockaleeky Sue because she does not get enough.
And on that note, less of that. But you can get in touch with us for next week. Email us info@thegaffertapes.com. Tweet us @thegaffertapes. Facebook/thegaffertapes. Instagram gaffertapes. It's all there. Just get in touch with us any way you want. And your question could be read out on the podcast. We may or may not answer it. I don't know. But in part three, we're going to be doing a presidential quiz, apparently. Looking forward to game week 11 preview. The League of Power Bottoms update. And a little diary extract from none other than Timmy Tinker. All that's coming up in the final part of this week's Gaffer Tapes. Hello and welcome back to the final part of this week's Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast. We're going to have a quick look at Game Week 11 and make our picks, our Gaffer Tapes League of Power Bombs picks, where we pick players in the bottom half of the league, or maybe a differential pick. Ash loves that word. And see if they do okay and how we get on. And then also we've got a quiz coming up, and obviously the diary, little Timmy Tinker. But fixtures-wise, the early kickoff is back. So No 2 p.m. Lie-in. It's got to be done now. 11:30. Bournemouth play Man United. Again, a team who love scoring goals at the moment, Bournemouth, and United a team who like conceding goals, even though they're scoring themselves. It spells for a lot of goals, doesn't it? Let's be honest.
I think that's going to be a very good game, though.
Yeah, I do. I'm quite excited for that one.
Nice early one as well, yeah.
Not for me, actually. I will be in Australia.
You're going to be in Australia by then?
I will be, yeah.
I think so. Part of me is going to miss you.
Yeah. I'm trying to work out where I'll be. Will I be in the air at that point? I don't know.
Or on a skateboard, one of the two.
It's, yeah. Well, I meant in the skateboard.
Meant in the skate park, yeah. Am I going to be doing an ollie at the time? I don't know what an ollie is. I've just heard that.
Yeah, I think I'm 10 hours ahead of you, so that'll be 10:30 at night on Saturday. So I might give it a watch.
Give us a call. Tell us what the future's like.
Yeah, I might have I'll have it over a schooner. It's what they call a small beer over there.
Is it?
Yeah, a schooner at the surf club. They always genuinely a surf club opposite where I stay.
Is there?
Wow.
Yeah, and they have meat raffles.
Lassiter's, is that there as well?
No, Lassiter's in there, but they do have a meat raffle and keno and old women playing bingo and fights. Loads of fights.
Fights.
Yeah, well, they love a fight, the Aussies.
Yeah.
Yeah, big time.
I can't imagine anyone more out of their depth than when a load of large Australian men are fighting than you and your skateboard. Is that why you've got the skateboard, so you can get away quickly from...
Yeah, like in Bart versus the Space Mutants.
I can imagine if Craig went to a bar and a big fight broke out, him just being savage in his review the next day on TripAdvisor.
Yeah, I will write a sternly worded letter set out correctly.
Quinoa spilt everywhere. Yeah. And my God.
Don't know what bar you think I'm in.
Quite outrageous.
I've never been in a fight. So
we've had questions about have you ever been in a fight before?
Yeah, I know. Weirdly, it comes up a lot, doesn't it? And I won't be getting one in for Bournemouth versus United. I'll be watching it in Cooley Hotel, which is where a fight would break out. It's where I watched Michael Bisping fight GSP. I was the only person there wanting Bisping to win. Mm. But yeah, it does spell a lot of goals that game. And you might know how your game week's going quite early on if you have the likes of Wilson, Martial, Fraser in your side. Other 3 o'clock kickoffs, Cardiff are at home to Leicester. They'll be looking to pick up points if they want to survive this season. Everton at home to Brighton. Newcastle playing Watford. West Ham have a very winnable game against a struggling Burnley. Then the 5:30 kickoff on Saturday is Arsenal versus Liverpool.
That's
big game.
Sweet.
At the Emirates.
There's this, the reverse of a cheeky kickoff. A 7:45 Saturday kickoff.
The Saturday night PM kickoff, the weird one. Yeah, there's like four throughout the season, isn't there?
What is this?
And apparently it's the slot that Amazon Prime have won the rights for from 2021 or something.
The Amazon slot.
The Amazon slot, exactly.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's... So yeah, Wolves versus Spurs on a Saturday night going head-to-head with the X Factor.
Probably quite a good game, actually.
Yeah.
I thought. Be a good one to watch.
There's no reason it won't be, yeah. It's just weird time.
It's like Super Saturday. Nice.
It's a very good day of football, yeah. Bournemouth, Man United.
Fireworks do that day.
What?
I think I'm watching fireworks that evening, which is right. Shit. Fireworks are so shit.
So shit.
The shittest thing in the world. And I've got roped into it. You've got to do it because you've got a kid. It's like, oh, he loves fireworks. He doesn't give a shit. He doesn't care.
Can you just not make it so like frightening for him this year that he never wants to go again?
Yeah. We dressed him up as Yoda for Halloween last year.
He was adorable.
He looked really, really good. But and it was the childminder took him out. We took him out dressed as Yoda, but the childminder took him out earlier in the day dressed as Yoda. And everyone was saying, who is he? And she kept telling everyone he was Shrek. she didn't know who Yoda was. She went, I think he's Shrek, but I'm not really sure. So that was annoying. But yeah,
that serves you right for sending your kid out with someone else trick-or-treating.
Yeah, well, he went with her during the day and then sort of with me at night, protecting him and that, being a father and stuff, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, well, have fun at your fireworks. I won't be watching any of it either, to be fair. Sunday games could be two routes, to be fair. Man City at home to Southampton and Chelsea at home to Palace. I reckon there could be a solid 10 goals over those two games.
I was going to say, that's like a 12 goal Sunday, isn't it?
And then the Monday night that you didn't know you wanted until you saw it, it's Huddersfield at home to Fulham.
Everyone's FPL week is going to be done by Sunday night because no one's got anyone really from Huddersfield.
No, I mean, the clocks have just gone back. Everyone's talking about, I bet you someone at your work went, oh, it's getting dark, isn't it? Oh, it's dark already. And then you get home on a Monday as winter is coming and you have to watch Huddersfield versus Fulham.
Or if you can't even watch it, listen to it when you're making your son's packed lunch. That is even more depressing.
Or watch it on teletext.
Yeah.
On 303. That's 303. You know what? Huddersfield Fulham, that's when to watch your new Netflix series, Tom.
What, The Sopranos?
Yeah, no, another one, a different one. But yeah, so every week we pick a player from one of the bottom 10 teams. So that we're not just picking the obvious top players that could be good option for you. And we've been ranking it as we go along for the season. Last week, we picked between us, Maddison, Ings and Iheanacho. They all got 2 points, utterly pointless. There was no point doing it. It was futile.
It was silly, wasn't it?
So we go again, as Steven Gerrard would say, and pick players for this week. I'm going to go with the guy I picked in week one when it was a terrible pick because he wasn't yet in the lineup. But it's Callum Patterson. Ex-Hearts right back, now Cardiff striker.
Crazy, isn't it?
And we've got a 15% sell-on clause, so hopefully that position is permanent. But they're at home to Leicester, and he's looking for 3 goals in 3 games, and why the hell not? So that's who I'm going for.
That's a very good pick, I think. 2-2 for that lad. I am going for someone in the same game, but I'm picking against Cardiff. I'm going for Jamie Vardy.
Yeah. Please. There's no reason there won't be goals in that game, so I don't see it. He'll definitely start.
I just feel I'm trying to be too clever with picks when I could literally go, okay, Jamie Vardy is within the top, bottom 10 rather. Yeah, so that'd be it. I'll have a bit of Vardy, get me points up. Ash, what are you saying?
I am going for Seri.
Okay.
Okay. Craig types into a spreadsheet the different answer that Ash gave on air to off air. And you're going for Seri. It's not too late to say Seri. So you can go with that. Lyrics joke.
Got a thing, what did I say off air? I don't know.
You said Mitrovic off air, but you've gone with Seri now.
Yeah. It was going to be someone from Fulham. Because they've got Huddersfield, haven't they? So...
It's done. You said it. Seri.
Yeah.
That's it.
Basically.
Going Fulham. Because they can score goals. They just concede them. So, but in this game, that doesn't matter. So that's what we've gone for. We'll update that spreadsheet. There we go. And Ash is... oh, no, you're not leading. I'm leading by 5 points. And then it's away 15 points back to Tom for the season. But long way to go. And I'll be giving you my power bottom from Australia.
Oh, yeah. Please do. Give us your power bottom.
I will do, yeah.
And give us Joe Swash's as well, if he's got one.
Yeah. I'm not going to ask him his power bottom. But, why not? I'll give it a bash. Yeah. But that's that. We'll see how they get on. Is it time to quiz? We quiz first, don't we?
I think it's... Yeah, we quiz first, mate. Always quiz first.
It's time to play the most Donald.
Wow. I mean...
The names of your quiz for the last couple of weeks have been unbelievable.
What I will say is...
It's time to Donald!
What I will say is, at least it means he's come up with this one. Last week, he clearly just forgot he was writing a quiz.
Yeah, and was doing it as he went along. Went, who got more points?
Yeah, it was a shit show. So,
well, not this week.
No,
I was looking around the FPL website.
I thought you were going to say the house.
There's a shit ton of stuff on there that's so random. Like, there's loads of links. If you go to the footer at the bottom, there's loads of links to like. There's a Spotify, an official FPL Spotify playlist. That's three of them.
Very interesting.
The FPL boffin is banging to shit. He loves all that.
Exactly. Yeah. One thing I found is you can get all the head-to-head stats of the games for everybody that's in the Premiership. And it goes back about 10 years. But so you can, so it's their stats against each other, but for the games they've played.
You have no idea how many erections you're causing around the FPL community. FPL, they're all going off. FPL JCB, FPL, FPL Shoehorn, FPL Paperweight. They're all going absolutely crazy.
FPL Squirrel is going absolutely nuts.
He is. He is losing his mind. He really is. FPL Oedipus, he's gone nuts. You don't want to know what he's done.
Yeah, God, his mum's furious.
So, everybody get prepared. I'm going to name...
I thought we'd started.
We might have done.
Yeah. Tell us your answer.
Ash, I think I'm prepared, Tom. Aren't you?
I'm prepared.
Sure. Yes. Okay. Done. Point each.
Oh, my God.
1-0.
I'm going to say two teams and a like goal scored or penalties, and you have to pick the team that's got the highest.
What, in head-to-heads?
In their head-to-heads.
Right.
Okay. So, let's just start. I won't even bother doing an example. Okay.
Why not?
I might need an example.
I get the feeling. I think we're both learning by doing, though, Tom, if it helps.
Okay. First one. Penalties won. Who's got the most? Arsenal or Chelsea? No. Aston Villa or Chelsea?
What? And that's in head-to-heads. Aston Villa versus Chelsea's.
Exactly.
Against each other. Right.
Against each other in the last 10 years.
Okay.
Aston Villa. So, I mean,
more penalties, Aston Villa or Chelsea?
Yeah. I mean, I've got an answer, I presume. Yeah. I don't want to overthink it.
Okay.
Craig?
I've gone with Chelsea.
Oh, I presume. Villa.
Did you? I'd have thought just Chelsea more attacking, more time in the opposition's area.
Well, I would have thought Chelsea, dirty bastards, notoriously.
Surprised to hear that Craig has got 1 point.
Yeah.
8-2.
They spent more time in their box.
They have.
I taught my little boy how to do that. He does that now. He goes, hey.
Does he know when to do it? If so, that's a worry.
No. I have to tell him. I have to prompt him. Okay, look, yeah. I've just popped a banana in their pocket. Go, oh, like that. Hey.
Cardiff versus Chelsea.
That can't have happened
penalties
often.
Penalties scored.
That can't have happened often.
Okay, I've got an answer.
I mean, that's a weird one. Okay.
I'll happily go first. I'm saying Tom, Chelsea.
Yeah, go for
I'm
it.
Saying Chelsea.
I'm Great. Saying Chelsea because I thought you were double bluffing. I thought Tom would go Chelsea.
Correct. It's 2-1. Chelsea have got one penalty. Cardiff 0. I mean,
exactly.
Who got that?
Both of us.
correct. Well done. Think
about that. Okay. Goal scored, Everton versus Blackburn.
Oh,
it's 10 years though, isn't it? Fuck. Yeah. I'm thinking roughly. I think it goes back to Shearer. I'm thinking of Sutton.
I think it goes back to 06.
Okay.
Okay. Go on then, Craig. You go first.
I'm going with the obvious until I'd proven otherwise. I've gone Everton.
Yeah, same there.
Both correct.
Yeah. Ev. Had to be. Yeah, because if it were in the Premier League era, that's you're like... Because Everton are the only team to have stayed in the top flight forever, isn't it? So
what's the stats on that shit, Ash?
They have gone.
Okay.
Stats are gone.
Because anyone listening might be interested in finding...
They've got away. Yeah, I always forget about that.
Stats are gone.
Okay. yellow cards.
Doesn't
Everton
matter.
Everton v Liverpool.
Stats are gone. Yellow cards in what, sorry?
Everton-Liverpool games.
Oh.
In Everton v Liverpool.
I will read out the actual... answer at the end as well this time.
Okay.
Okay.
Ooh, okay. Oh, right.
Oh. Should have seen where they got Pete it? Gibbons. Yeah.
bang. Everton.
Oh, I've gone for Liverpool.
Oh, I didn't.
It's Everton.
Oh, yes.
85 to Liverpool, 119 to Everton.
Wow. Dirty
I
bastards.
Just assumed they'd be a little bit more, you know.
Dirty.
A little bit muckier. Yeah.
Yeah, grubby.
Dirty.
Mucky mucks.
Didn't they?
Down in the mucky muck.
Mucky puddle.
Okay.
So it's 4-all, 3-all, although it's tied anyway.
Yeah, 4-all, let's say. Okay.
Why not?
Yeah, 5-all.
Well, it doesn't matter, does it, if it's 3-all or 4-all?
Yeah.
Goals scored, Manchester City versus Manchester United.
Wow.
I've got that answer.
He's got it, he says, confidently. I don't even know. Have you got an answer? Yeah. I don't know if City have been a club for 10 years, so I've gone for United.
Same here.
Yeah, United. 63 to 55. I've got a feeling that some of the stats go back to the start of the Premiership and some of them just go back to 07.
That makes it fairer.
Because it says... It makes it more consistent. Well, it says the stats go back to 07, but it says they played 42 times. They can't have done it in 10 years, can they?
Oh, no.
No, they exactly. can't have done. That's good stats. To know. Sure. Yeah.
That's good. Just giving the public what they want when it comes to quiz time.
That's it.
People don't want to hear. Yeah, people don't want to know all the results, do they?
Who needs format?
I just want to know some of them. Okay, goals. Sheffield United versus Blackpool.
What?
Sheffield United versus Blackpool.
That must be of all time. Are playing against each other or just Premier League goals?
Against each other in the Premier League.
Ah, Sheffield United
haven't been in the Premier League in 10 years, have they? No.
They must have. If it is, they must have been in the same season Blackpool were in under Ian Holloway.
So what are you saying?
Okay. I'm going to go with the same answer to the question, where is Tom most likely to go on holiday? I said Blackpool.
Correct. Same here. I just wrote black, though.
For your... Don't save those notes.
No.
You were correct at the start. They've not played. I wondered whether one of you would go big and put nothing.
Oh. Well.
I thought they'd give you a chance to get a bonus point.
Oh, well, that seems... Yeah. I mean,
Are we still level?
Yeah.
Okay, the decider, then it's come down to it.
This is the decider.
Yeah.
Or is it?
Yeah, well, it depends if we both get...
Yeah. Will it end now, or will it end the first person to get to 183 points? Which one? Which one of those two? We don't know.
Tune in next week when we'll still be playing.
Yeah.
Donald. Remember what the quiz was called? No?
Oh, fuck! What was the quiz called? Said about Donald.
That's the tiebreaker.
Right, okay.
Okay.
Phew.
Clean sheets, Leeds versus Everton.
Well, that has happened.
Or has it?
Oh, I'm gonna say... Okay. Oh, you son of a bitch.
I'm trying to second think him. Second guess him, rather.
Yeah, don't second think me.
Oh, I've got to go this way. Right.
Yeah. I even know what's happened. I know what Tom's written. I know what I've written. We've got different answers. I'll tell you that now.
Really?
Tom's written Leeds.
No, I haven't. I've written Everton.
Oh, he hasn't. I've written Everton.
I nearly did go Leeds.
Okay. So then, there's more questions.
What was the answer?
What was the answer?
Oh, Everton. Sorry, yeah. Sorry. You both got it. It doesn't matter if you vote for the same thing, it's irrelevant.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, but
people
might want to
know. People are listening.
They don't fucking care.
Always remember that we have listeners.
It was 10 to 11. Anyway, okay.
Is that the time now, 10 to 11?
It fucking feels like it, doesn't it?
I said that as a joke. It nearly is 10 to 11.
Yeah.
Right.
A tiebreak, apparently.
Okay. Well, you get a bonus. Let's do a tiebreak then first.
Yeah.
Okay. Who's won the most games, Villa or Middlesbrough?
Villa or Middlesbrough.
Okay.
I was assuming there was something about Donald involved.
That's for a bonus point at the end.
Yeah, Tom, you idiot.
I've got an answer. You got an answer, Craig?
Yeah.
I've gone Villa.
Oh, I've gone Villa.
Ah, for fuck's sake.
So it's going down to bonus.
Were we both right, though?
Yeah, both right. Both that's Villa. Right.
Villa came second 1 year, didn't they?
Yeah. So it's 14-6 in favour of Villa. Right. Okay. So then it's a draw unless you can tell me why the quiz was named The Most Donald.
Oh, I know, because it's it's like Top Trumps, isn't it?
Yes!
Yes! Well done! Yes! Yes! Oh, I get a point.
You do.
I'm happy with that. A point.
It's not only is it 3-1, but think how much of Craig's life you've just wasted.
3-1. Well, it's 3-1, but you know, I'm happy.
Look how happy you are.
I'm still here. That's so really good. Well done, Ash. That was one of the best quizzes, I think, ever. The Most Donald. You can actually buy. You can still buy a Neil versus Real T-shirt. I want to see a The Most Donald T-shirt available.
I don't know if it will take off, but Bradley Walsh needs something to present. So
absolutely, brilliant. Yeah, thanks very much, mate. That was fantastic. I'm happy with that. 3-1, and now it's going to be the patrons taking over.
So when you get back, it'll just be the narrow 8-1 lead you'll have to defend.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Let's be honest, they're all going to beat me. It's going to be a shame.
Little Timmy Tinker playing with his balls, practising the park till the darkness falls. Running at the goal, little Timmy gets hard. Tackles from defenders that deserve a red card.
Boys, it's time to finish on a high, as we all do. As we always do, with Little Timmy Tinker. Now, I was sent the first draft of the audiobook this week. It came into our emails. I'm not going to lie, I did listen back. I listened to the first 6 chapters, 25 minutes long. Every single chapter starts with Ash going, so he buys a ball and like that.
That is where we're up to.
But I have noticed that there are some inconsistencies within the story.
Yeah, so did we.
Back to back to back. The first chapter starts in 1993, and then the second chapter 2 weeks later is 1995. So other than that, not a problem.
To be fair, I think it might be metaphorical, because if I was a kid playing under Gary, a week would feel like 2 years to me as well.
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe that's what it's done. And also, Harold Eggplant is referred to as Howard Eggplant on a few occasions. Actually, he's actually referred to as Howard more than he is as Harold. So,
I mean, let's not forget that last week you changed the name of the infamous villainous Hawks to the Eagles.
I know. I don't know how that happened. But, you know, we're here. It's chapter 10. Just very quickly, do you want to recap what happened last week?
Yeah. So after he got his ball that he brought.
No, let's leave the ball. That was chapter 1. That was so long ago. This is chapter 10. Come on.
Sorry.
He's still got it.
He took his ball. They were playing against the Mega Ospreys, and then they lost 7-1, but he didn't care. He decided he definitely wasn't going to join the Ospreys because he didn't like the chicken theme.
Right. Okay, not bad. In one of your recaps at one point, you panicked on about chapter 4, and you just said, Sue Barker. So that was better than the Sue Barker thing. Anyway, here we are. The Diary of Little Timmy Tinker. Chapter 10. Women, ladies, chicks, skirts. At the age of 9, Timmy wasn't interested in the opposite sex. He didn't see the point. He only cared about football, and none of the girls he'd ever met liked the game. He wasn't interested in girls, and girls weren't interested in... Sorry. He wasn't interested in girls if... it's the first blooper in the audiobook. He wasn't interested in girls if the girls weren't interested in playing with balls. He wasn't an idiot. He wouldn't normally go to a school disco, but with all the drama over Harold Eggplant and the Hawks, sometimes known as Howard Eggplant and the Eagles, as soon as that was all over, Timmy allowed himself a bit of relaxation time. Timmy could hear the music from the disco pounding away in the distance as he kicked a ball against the wall in the playground. The playground was empty, apart from the girl with knits and a back brace who smelt of dinner, who was crouching in the corner of the playground, screaming into a mirror. Timmy had been inside to the disco, but it wasn't for him, although it was strange to see his school friends in their normal clothes. Racist David must be pretty embarrassed, though, because he must have thought it was fancy dress, because he came dressed as a ghost, burning a crucifix. Weird. Just then, Timmy felt someone prod him on the back, and he turned around to see a girl from his year standing in front of him. Well, hello, Mr. Timmy Tinker. She was called... She was called Miss...
Miss Jamaica.
Sorry. She was called Miss Jemima Thundercracker.
Of course she was.
And she had recently moved to Windsor from the deep south of America. Hello, said Timmy, feeling awkward. Jemima was very attractive with her long blonde hair, and she was wearing a bonnet and petticoat. You're not going to ask me to dance, are you? Timmy asked, feeling butterflies beginning to rise in his stomach. I do declare, laughed Miss Jemima. I'm not really the dancing type, so I'm not. I just wanted to know if I can have a play with your ball. My ball, said Timmy in shock. Pass me that gosh darn thing. I was so bored in there, I need to let off some steam. And with that, Miss Jemima took the ball from Timmy, flicked it up, took it on the knee, and she pinged a 30-yard volley across the playground that banged against the bike shed. Before the ball came back to her, she took it down with the touch of a midwife, killing the ball dead under a dainty foot. Oh, I do declare, oh, this physical activity has me in all kinds of flutters. Miss Jemima sighed and handed the ball back to Timmy. You can play. You can really play, remarked Timmy with his mouth wide open. Why, of course, Miss Jemima replied. Now, are you going to give me that dance, little Timmy Tinker, or not? Miss Jemima didn't wait for a reply. She grabbed Timmy. He dropped the ball and she expertly nutmegged him before bringing him closer to her. And they began to sway to the sound of Wet, Wet, Wet's Love Is All Around Me that was emanating from the disco inside. I do declare, there's something between us, little Timmy Tinker. Yeah, sorry about that, replied Timmy, and he tucked it into the waistband of his trousers so it wouldn't get in the way again. I say, who's that peering at us over the school gates and crying like a newborn baby? Asked Miss Jemima. Oh, that's just my football manager, Gary, has been out there all night. That's right, you play for the Windsor Pigeons. Would it be ever so presumptuous for me to inquire as to whether I could spectate at one of your matches sometime, little Timmy Tinker? Of course you can, Timmy replied with a smile. We're playing the Slough Seagulls on Sunday. Come down. Maybe I will. Maybe I will. But first, are you thinking what I'm thinking, little Timmy Tinker? I think so, replied Timmy. Headers and volleys. And with that, Timmy gave her a dead arm and ran off with the ball. Love really was all around us. So there we go. We just got a little bit of an insight into what's going on in Timmy.
I feel like we're all going to regret that character.
Well, you know, it's a strong...
I'm excited.
What's wrong? Are you intimidated by strong female characters coming into the narrative, Craig?
No, I just worry about a 9-year-old's relationship with a 43-year-old wife of a plantation owner.
Yeah. Well, that's true. That is
also
true.
Worry that you might face a lawsuit from the people who wrote Tom and Jerry's mum.
She could be Tom and Jerry's mum, but I very specifically said she had long blonde hair just so that there was no one saying, is that racist?
I'm excited. Listen, they're finally going to play against another team, not the Hawks constantly.
Yeah, they didn't play against the Hawks in Chapter 3, but whatever. So.
But yeah, the school disco, it's interesting. But yeah, sure.
Different,
why not?
You know, different aspects of his life. So there you go. But yeah, thanks very much for that. Yeah, we're going to be back next week. Craig's not going to be back next week, unfortunately. We're going to miss you, Craig, for 5 weeks. We're gonna slag you off, obviously, as we do, but it's only gonna be in a jokey way, in a friendly way. We're all friends.
Well, hopefully, you know, I'm a celebrity so good you have to talk about it, so we'll see. We'll see, but you know, I'll be back. Yeah. I'll be back by Christmas.
Absolutely, yeah. We'll have a little big old Christmas special all together before the year ends.
Before you go away for January.
Before you go away for January, the Turkmenistan cycling again.
Yeah, before I'm off.
Which
to do
sounds
that.
Like a joke, but that actually happened last year. So
that did happen. That did happen. Thankfully, that hasn't happened since. No. But yeah, no, that is it. But good luck for the next 5 weeks. I look forward to listening to the instalments of The Diary of Little Timmy Tinker.
Yes, yes. And we will be back with the Patreon guest hosts.
Exactly, yeah, all that. Obviously, they'll be going through all of game week 11. Normal service resumes. That's it without me, which has become normal service this season. Apologies. But all the best in the next game week. Remember to tweet us your teams at the Gaffer Tapes, hashtag balls if you do it before the deadline. Get some tips from everyone else. Who is quite good. If you tweet in a team, you get loads of replies telling you what you shouldn't have done.
Yeah, definitely.
And then you can shove it in their faces when it all goes well. You can email us info@thegaffertapes as well. Just follow us on Twitter. Get in touch for next week, and maybe your question can be read out in any other business or the social segment or any of that sort of stuff. But I hope you've enjoyed the podcast. They haven't updated the points yet, but we are very close to having a manager of the month. We're going to announce that as soon as this podcast is out on Twitter. And on next week's podcast to get that prize courtesy of monstershop.co.uk. But we can't quite do it yet because the FPL haven't got their shit together as City beat Spurs. So we think we know who it is. I know, exactly. But we'll announce it next time. It's fine. The prize on your way. But that's all we've got time for. So any final thoughts? No?
No, we're all good, mate. We're all good. Have a lovely time in Australia.
I will do. Thanks, guys. And hopefully by the time I come back, Ash has got his next quiz ready. So that'd be great. But in the meantime, thank you very much for listening, and goodbye.